I wonder if we can get help from Genesis 22, where we read about Abraham and Isaac in their journey up to the Moriah to worship. So, in verse 5, in Genesis 22, we read, "And Abraham said unto the young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder, will go there in the appointed place and worship and come again to you." So, if we think of what was before Abraham there to do, we can conclude that maybe one of the meaning of worship is God is looking into someone, and Isaac was his representation on that day, and that one was his beloved son, thy son whom you love. And God is looking unto his son as a subject of his pleasure. And that's what Isaac and Abraham and Isaac were going in the journey there. So what God is looking in our lives is to see the representation of his beloved son. Maybe we sometimes hear the word houses of worship, but we don't just worship here when we come to the meeting together. But worship is required. God is looking to see his beloved son in my life as I'm in the meeting as well as I'm outside the meeting.
I think verse 12 in the same chapter, after that, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son from me. It's that we don't hold for ourselves what we want.
So could we say, you brought before us the first time worship is mentioned in the scripture. So would it be suitable to say, worship has in view always to offer to him that what's for him? It is different than prayer meeting. Perhaps prayer meeting is circled around us most of the time, needs. But worship, if we can connect it with John 4, like you mentioned, and I'm glad that Brother Sam wrote Genesis 22, because it has the same features of Exodus 3:18. There is the resurrection, and there is all these thoughts that you have presented. But if you go to John 4, the Lord establishes the conversation, give me to drink, give me. He starts with giving me. And I wonder if this is the one of these meanings, or what we could learn, that worship has to do only with him. Just to what Abraham was doing, go offer thy son, offer it to me. Don't offer it to you, offer it to me. So perhaps this could be a little definition, that when we talk about worship, it has in view giving God what's due to him. Give me to drink.
That's why it's the burnt offerings. And if you went back to the offerings in Leviticus, the burnt offering, which is first offering, is an offering that was exclusively for God. Everything, except in the matter of the priest who offered it, he got the skin as a garment. But the sacrifice was burned on the altar completely for God. So when we think of worship, we must differentiate between all the other things. Prayer, thanksgiving, even adoration. Worship is the occupation with the person. He has to consume me. We have to be engaged with him, with all of the intricacies, the beauties, the delights of the person is what occupies the mind and brings us into a place of prostrating ourselves before him. That's the idea of worship. That's what God is securing. He wants a response from us that is exclusively for himself, because of who he is. And that's what Christ wants from us as well. So I think as we distinguish between the requests that we make in prayer, which has our interest, or even when it's adoration, we are adoring him because of the way in which he has done the work. But we worship him because of who he is intrinsically in himself.